Jesus wants disciples who are free. Not people living from their fears, but free. And this is what he shows us in this gospel. He sends out the 72 disciples ahead of him to heal and to proclaim that the kingdom of God is at hand for you. The Christ, the Messiah, is here. He sent out the 72 disciples who had been these people who had just been following Jesus for a while or a very short time. But there's something each of these 72 shared. It's that these disciples were not at all ready for what they were being sent out into. They weren't ready at all. They were completely ill-prepared. But Jesus sends them out because he needed laborers. And he sent them out because them not being ready is the exact place where he needed them to be. So that as they go out, they would rely not on their own genius, their own talents, or whatever it might be, but they would have to rely entirely on him. And in doing that, his power could work through them. Them realizing, I'm not ready. I need God entirely for this. And then his power, God's power, could work through them to do these mighty things that we hear happened through their word. But for them not to be living from their fear, this is what he prepares them for. Because the two big fears, that they're completely inadequate for the task, and the other fear of the disciple is that they're going to be rejected. And Jesus is preparing them as he sends them out to live out of his freedom and not out of those two fears. And so he tells them, as they go out, being sent as lambs among wolves, carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals. To emphasize the point, you have nothing except what you're able to receive from God that you give to others. All he's looking for and all he's asking from them is their yes, their willingness to be sent out and to go out. And their fear of rejection as well. There's this image he has where if they go into a town and they're not received there, he tells them to take and to shake the dust off their feet. In the Middle East, you still see this. They'll take it, although they don't have sandals here, they'll take it and they'll hit their shoes against each other if they're being rejected by the other as a way of saying, nothing you're saying to me is sticking to me. You know, the whole I'm rubber, you're glue, all that. But we have a different way of speaking about it in the West. We say you brush the dirt off your shoulders. He's saying if they reject you, don't let that stick with you. Which is a tricky thing. Because any time a person says, I don't care what other people think about me. I don't care at all what people think about me. Those people care more than anyone else what other people think about them. Because if it's about you, you care. If it's about you, you care. But if it's about God, then you're able to be free. Because it's not you they're rejecting. It's God that they're rejecting. And so you're able to brush the dirt off your shoulders because it's not about you. It's about God and what he wants to do through this. The harvest is huge. The harvest is massive. But Jesus needs laborers. That there's a huge famine. It's as if people are starving to death, and here's a huge field sitting out there ripe for the harvest. And people are like starving to death, but he needs people to go out and gather that harvest to bring back so that they can be fed. And people notice their hunger for God in this world right now, a lot more during times of unrest than they do during times of peace. People probably are not going to put it in those words. They may not be able to pinpoint it. But what people are starving for is God and His power in their lives. They're starving for that. But Jesus needs laborers who are willing to go out, who are willing just to say yes to Him. I want to tell you a quick story to my own embarrassment, and then two quick encouragements for you. Friday night, Steve and I went over to his old stomping grounds. We went over to Belfield. And we went to Burley's, because it was one of his favorite places to eat when he was living there. And I'd never been. So we go there to get nice steak and stuff. And as the waitress is coming over, she's like hobbling over. She has this big old boot on her foot. And right away, there's a prompting from God. It's like, pray with her. You need to pray with her. And I'm like, ugh. Internally. I'm like, ugh. And I realized I was living out of a fear. I was like, I don't want to do that. What if she says no? I don't want to do that. But I was living out of this fear of whatever it was, rejection, my own inadequacy. But halfway through the meal, I was like, okay, yes. And then at the very end, waited till the very end, because we had asked her midway through the meal and she came to check how things were. I said, what did you do to your foot? She explained how she hurt it. And right at the end when she's bringing the check, I said, do you believe in prayer? She said, oh yeah, absolutely. Can I just pray a prayer of healing over your foot? So got down, prayed a prayer of healing. I have no idea what God did through that. But He did something, and all He was asking for was just a yes, just a willingness. You're a disciple of Jesus. You being a disciple means you have a small portion of the field that God has given to you and to no one else, but He's given it to you. There are people in your life, family, co-workers, friends, who God has put into your life for you to bring God to them, for you to speak up when the time comes to defend the faith. You're not ready to. You'll never be ready to. But all that God is looking for is a willingness for you not to live out of a fear, but to live out of His freedom and to just say yes to it, and He will do the rest. It's His power that works. And lastly, you each have, just as you have a little piece of the field, you have a little piece of the church that you always sit in. I know exactly where people sit almost every single Sunday. You have your little piece. And then when somebody sits in your pew, you're like, oh, I've got to adjust things here. Or like that. I just give you this last encouragement. Jesus sends out the disciples two by two because we're not at this alone. That we need the support, we need the encouragement of one another. The people sitting around you are your fellow disciples. If you notice there are people in your area of the church who have been there, maybe they're visiting, or maybe they've been there for a couple months at a time and you just never met them, just after Mass, say, hey, what's your name? Great to have you here. You probably have better social skills than me, but that's all you need. I say this because a couple weeks ago I was speaking with someone. They'd been coming here to Mass for a couple months, a number of months, and they said no one had said a word to them. No one had said a word to them. The ushers a couple times, God bless the ushers, when they were looking for a seat to sit, but that was it. If there's people sitting in your area who you've never met, after Mass or if as you're shuffling on out, God puts someone in your path, say, hey, what's your name? Great to have you here. Because disciples need encouragement. We need one another in this. Jesus wants disciples who are free. Not living from their fears, not imprisoned by them, but free in Him.